Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on a Monday podcast, post-game podcast. I want to call it the warm-up show. It's the post-game podcast. Al, what up on this Monday?
Good morning there, Jerry.
Yeah.
Yesterday, you know, every once in a while, I live in Bradley Beach. I'm happy in Bradley Beach. But I still like to look at things that are for sale online.
Oh, realty?
Yeah, I like to look at realty. Because part of me, sometimes I'm like, maybe I want to have more land and a house versus a condo where you have to pay monthly maintenance fees and HOA crap and all that stuff. I just go back and forth with it.
Yep.
That's all. So occasionally when I see something that looks interesting, I'll go to an open house.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's actually a fun thing to do when you've got nothing going on a weekend.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Why not? But yesterday we went, Gina and I went to one. There was one, it was a decent amount of land.
What town?
It was in Wall, New Jersey.
Okay.
Just right. It was 10 minutes from where I lived.
I was going to say probably even closer to the parkway for you.
It was right there. It was right off a major road, but it was in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And then just this.
Sounds lovely.
It just looked interesting.
Okay.
So I went there, and as soon as I go in, this guy goes, Al Dukes?
Oh, geez.
What are you doing here? Don't you have a... I thought you lived by the beach in Bradley.
Right.
I'm like, yes, no, but I said, I like to go to interesting-looking open houses, you know, and that's all. But it was... So I felt a little awkward, like,
okay,
maybe I shouldn't be here.
No, there's nothing wrong with it, because what if something grabbed your attention and you actually thought, maybe I will make an offer?
It also reminded me that no matter how many times, and people who have gone looking for houses over their lives... No matter how many times we've gone through the experience,
mm-hmm.
we still fall for that place looks really cool. Let's go see it. And then it doesn't look like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No matter how many times.
And I don't understand why you set this expectation of something with, you know, some realtor. I imagine it's the realtors that suggest you do this.
Yeah.
That you take these photos and then they make them look better than it is. All you're doing is setting up potential buyers for, like, rejection. Like, this is it?
Yeah.
And then you look at the photo. This is not what the photo looks like. I agree with you.
Yeah, the only time, so when I ended up in the condo I'm in now, what happened was it was a beautiful day. We went to this place.
Right.
It was a beautiful day. And when I opened the door, all the windows were open. And the ocean was there.
Yeah.
So that was like the opposite effect.
How
I was
nice
like, oh
is
man,
that?
I have to I must be here.
Right,
now, you
right.
don't forget that 9 out of 12 months out of the year is just gray dredge.
Mm-hmm.
Which
well,
is,
it's like what you say. Don't go look at Realty in Seattle in the summer.
Yeah.
You might think, well, this is really nice here.
Yeah. That's why you got to sell your, if you live down the shore or anywhere, you got to sell like, actually they say around now, like spring, you got a nice spring day for like an open house.
For that reason, and also the fact to get settled for the kids in time for school is what they will
yes,
tell you is a big
that's
deal.
That's true. Yeah.
So what are you thinking? Like, are you, I know you're, I know you would, you love the idea of a yard and some land. Like, is it something you are actually contemplating?
I don't know.
Because I would think, if I were you, I would actually, and I know it's dicey, but I really would contemplate the whole renting the place out in the summer. You make a lot of money.
Yeah, but the other thing, yeah, I don't know. See, the different condo rules, so because it's not my house, it's a condo.
Mm-hmm.
My condo association, I can't.
Oh, you're not allowed?
Rent unless I'm renting to you for 6 months.
Got it.
So I could rent a year-round rental, which I could get. But what these places all like to do is you rent down the Jersey Shore, they'll rent their houses out in the winter
yeah.
and the summer. It's two different prices.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you got to kind of take that 12 months of what you would make if you rented only out in the winter.
Miss
you
this.
Measure it up.
But then again, if you're going to do it, what's the point of even having it? I was going to say, could you buy a home that's got a bigger yard and then you be the tenant from September to February and rent it out March through August where you would get a lot of money for it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I think I'd be a terrible landlord anyway.
Oh, I agree. It's hard. Yeah, there's nothing easy about
it. Yeah, I don't want any part of that, I feel like.
Fair enough. So are you really contemplating?
No, I don't know. I just like to look what's out there.
Got it.
So, no, I have really made no decisions.
It's good to get out and look, though. I do believe. I agree with that.
I've also, since I made such a poor decision on getting a dog, I'm trusting zero of my decisions. So the chance that I actually make a decision on anything for the rest of my life is probably very little.
So you're basically going to die in that condo.
Having made the same decisions because I'm making no more decisions. I don't trust my decision-making ability anymore.
Oh, man. The only That's mistake right. you've made has been, and I don't even call it a mistake because you love the dog, but it was not the right time. It just, you don't have the right job for the dog.
I don't have the right hours and I don't have a yard.
Correct.
That's a big, those are two.
But that having been said, you didn't make a mistake in Matawan. You didn't make a mistake in going down to Bradley Beach. You love it down there. The car situation has been pretty good aside from buying the orange one, which you rectified after. Like, what bad decisions have you really made?
Yeah.
Other than the dog.
Yeah. That one.
That's about it, though.
Yeah, but that's a
game changer.
10-year mistake.
Oh, it is.
It's a 10-year mistake.
It is. I know. It is true.
The positive is she does force me to walk, which I know is healthy for people.
No, it's a good thing, yeah.
You have to get out and walk, and I certainly would not be getting out and walking in the rain, in the cold, that sort of thing.
All right, and you're forced to.
And I'm forced to, yeah.
That does suck, though. Like, the one thing, I tell you this all the time, whenever we have these monster storms or the wind or the snow or when it's 8 degrees, I'm like, and he's got to go walk the dog?
Yeah.
Multiple times?
Yeah.
Oh.
You also, I think we do underestimate until you live there, because I was told this, but I didn't think it was a thing until I actually lived there, is that the Jersey Shore in the winter
is depressing. I agree. So we used to have, a friend of mine used to have a house, his parents had a house in Long Beach Island. And there would be, that's where I spent a lot of summers because of that. There would be some times when we started driving, my junior year of high school, we would go down there in the winter. And all the traffic lights are just blinking. Most of the businesses are closed. It's gray out. It's cold. It's just sad. And then my cousins who have their best friends own a beautiful house right on the beach in Manasquan. It's like one of these 8-bedroom, I don't even want to call it a house. It's just awesome. So they will come down sometimes in the spring, sometimes in the fall. One time, because of a family event that was in Brooklyn, they came down and spent a week in, I think it was February. And so when they come in, we go down and we always spend as much time with them as we can. Same thing. Like, ugh, it's sad.
Yeah, it's sad because it's just cloudy. And
yeah.
everything's like nothing's maintained, right? So the property along the beaches, like the plants, the shrubbery, all dead.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, the genius people that live near there have recycling containers with no lids on them so that when it's windy, which is every day.
Crap's everywhere.
Everywhere. And it doesn't get cleaned up because it's like, the tourists aren't here yet. It's not nice weather. Now, when it becomes nice weather, it gets
it's full of life.
Up. Yeah, full of life. It gets cleaned up. It's beautiful.
Yeah. That's the other part of it. When we talk about blinking, like there's most of the people are gone.
Yeah. A lot of the people are gone.
It's just, yeah.
So it's a little strange. So I don't know. I kind of go back and forth with that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I get it. But you're also at least having this conversation at the end of March. You're that close to the weather really turning the corner and having that life surrounding you again.
Correct. Yeah, because when you're in the winter, you can't, like, I'll be outside, and be like, I cannot imagine this place is going to be filled with people running around in bathing suits.
Yeah.
And then when I'm in the summer, I'm like, I can't imagine that there's no one's going to be here. This parking lot's going to be empty?
Dead empty.
Yeah, very strange.
It is.
Very strange. What else do I have here, Jerry? I saw a very disturbing news article that said 23andMe is...
I like the way this is starting.
Yeah, is like going out of business.
Really?
Where they like need to find a buyer.
Well,
what if they sell it to like China?
How are we going to vet the buyer?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
This is the concern. They got all of our DNA. You know, China, Jerry, they could just buy it up and then they can make a whole army full of me to attack our country.
Oh,
or
boy.
Russia can buy it.
Well, this isn't
any of our enemies, Jerry.
This is concerning.
It is concerning.
This is not good.
Yeah, shouldn't they have to destroy those?
I would think so, yes.
Those spit things?
Yes.
They have all of our information.
Yeah, I know.
You know these companies, these tech companies love to get our information.
I bet. So it almost seems monthly that I get a notification of a breach of confidentiality or, you know, one of these things where there was a hack or.
Yeah.
I don't even pay attention to it anymore. I don't know what. You're like, hey, you can get free security by signing up to. No, I'm done. I'm not signing up for anything else. I already have LifeLock. It is what it is. The one that's scary is when they say we've noticed activity using your son's name. I'm like, oh my.
Yeah.
The dark web. Like, what the hell is that now? It's scary.
Right, you don't know if it's real or not.
I don't know if it's real. I don't know what's real, what's fake anymore. I got an email from Amazon. Al, I am telling you, this was the most real-looking Amazon thing I'd ever seen. And the email address was, I don't know how these people do it. And it took me a minute to realize. It was about, and my birthday was last week. So I know Kim shops online. And a lot of times, depending upon what account she uses to shop on Amazon, I will get a notification that something was bought, that it wasn't me, it was one of them. So I got a notification just last week, right around, might have even actually been on my birthday, that item was out. I forget, it was something like, the item is out for shipping, but there will be a significant delay, something like that. Oh my God, that's interesting. I never saw that, but okay. So it looked right. I open up the email. Everything looks perfect. I'm even looking, and I always hit the for more information to see the email address it came from. Sometimes it's usually, you know, Joey Two-Tone 123 at AOL.com. This was like customer service at Amazon.com. But upon really looking at it, I blew it up on my phone because it didn't look quite right. The O in Amazon was a zero. And the only reason I even looked at it was because they wanted me to click a specific button to get the shipping back on track. I'm like, that doesn't look right. But it almost got me.
Yeah.
Everything's a scam.
Everything's a scam.
Everyone's trying to steal our stuff.
They're going to have all of our DNA, Jerry.
I know. God damn.
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't want that.
Especially since I never, ever intended on doing that. And I only did it for our stupid live show.
Yes. I put out a quote tweeted somebody today, Jerry, and then I...
Ben Stiller.
No, Ben Stiller. Oh. Loser.
I don't know. It was the first name that came to mind.
It was a thing. A guy wrote this, a guy named Jason Helms. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
He's a fitness guy. And he wrote, we should legalize weed. Here's what you thought would happen. People would be able to buy weed legally that's been quality tested, and they could have a toke in their homes on Friday nights. So you voted yes. Here's what actually happened. People vaping 90% concentrate while driving, smoke billowing out of cars at every red light.
Yeah.
Constant smell 24/7 walking around any downtown area.
Yep.
Your kids asking, what is that smell nonstop?
Yep.
Millions of people high all day long with zero ambition. Mental health problems skyrocketing everywhere. Huge mistake. So I put that out there. Of course, all the weed people are
killing you.
What about alcohol? Blah, blah, blah. Yes, alcohol also terrible. But we have like a game plan in place for if a police officer smells alcohol near your car
you
and
jail.
You're parked.
Yeah.
If an officer smells weed in your car and you're parked sitting in it, if they see you having a beer in your car, yes. Not driving, parked in your car, that's drunk driving. They don't have, there isn't anything for weed. So weed people just drive around weeded out all day long.
So I have a friend of mine who's a cop.
Yeah.
I was actually texting with him before about something.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him now.
Yeah.
In the town he's in, if there are any laws for smoking weed and driving. Is that fair?
Yeah, like how, what, in order for somebody to be pulled over for weed, what are the circumstances that need to occur?
Okay.
Because from what I have heard, it's like a million things. Like you just, like you're allowed to have weed in your car.
Yeah.
You're allowed to have a bowl, like you can't have an open beer in your car.
No, but you can have a can of beer full. That's
right, but you can have an open weed in your car just sitting there. Every car down by where I live, everybody smells like weed.
Oh, it's all over the place.
Apartments,
yeah,
homes, the yeah. beach, everywhere is weed. And if you're drinking beers, it's not affecting me.
Yeah.
I don't have to smell your beers.
No, it doesn't waft difference. Like the weed does.
Yeah.
And if you're following a car and people are, it's like yeah. all of a sudden in your car.
On the highway.
Yeah, no question.
It's very bizarre.
No question.
So the weed people are, as you might imagine,
upset with you.
Upset with me.
Yeah. They're like, what about alcohol?
No, I understand alcohol, but I just feel like we have a clear game plan in place for alcohol. You can't have it open in your car. You can't be drinking a beer
for sure.
While your car is parked sitting in the passenger seat. That's not allowed.
Yeah.
But you can do all that with weed.
A lot of gray area with the weed.
And the cops are not allowed to do anything.
Yeah. I'm waiting for me. Hopefully before we finish this, I'll have an answer. He's usually pretty good. Unless he's arresting somebody.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll have an answer for him.
I hope he's arresting somebody, Jerry.
If not, I will update this tomorrow.
Then there's another controversial topic and things going around that I would like to get your opinion on as well, Jerry. There's a government program called SNAP.
Okay.
It stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
Yeah.
This is to help people that need money for groceries and things like that. And it says... This is from the SNAP website themselves.
Sure. Remind me, say Walgreens when we're done with this conversation.
It says SNAP provides food benefits to low-income families to supplement their grocery budget for this reason. Ready? So they can afford the nutritious food essential to health and well-being.
Well, that's false.
Right. So the big argument going on now is there are people that don't want SNAP to pay for soda and very poor nutritional food. And the pushback is people are allowed to choose what they eat.
Mm-hmm.
And the other argument is they are, but if the taxpayers are paying for it and the reason is for nutritious food, then it shouldn't be on the list. Where are you falling this one, Jerry?
Well, I never heard it described as such. I always thought it was for low-income families to be able to provide food for their children.
Right.
And for their families so they don't go starving. Sadly, and we've talked about this, most cheap food is not good food. That's just the reality of the situation. I don't know if I was in the situation of, let's say, can't make my bills, struggling to, especially now, food's even more expensive than ever. I can't tell you that I wouldn't go buy bagged cereal that's going to feed my kids as opposed to buying two dozen eggs that are going to cost me more money. Because they have those 2-pound bags. Have you ever seen the bagged cereals in the supermarkets?
Yeah, yeah.
Like you get a gigantic, and it's crap, don't get me wrong, but kids eat crap. I don't know if I had no money if I'm going to choose the bag of crappy cereal that might last the entire week as opposed to, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
the more expensive food. Conversely, it's why things like rice and beans are bought more often than not, because rice is a, I don't know, it's not nutritious, I know that, but it's filling and it at least keeps you alive.
They do eat it on Survivor a lot, and I feel like when they have no food, they do eat rice.
Yeah, well, because it's, and I don't know this, but I know rice is cheap.
Yeah.
Rice is very cheap.
I'm saying it must provide some sort of nutrition.
It has to give you something, I guess. But then again, they're eating anything they can,
yeah,
to fuel the body. So I think, here's what I think. In a perfect world, but then it wouldn't be fair to the people that have the money. In a perfect world, if you have the SNAP card, maybe there is a SNAP aisle of what you can buy. But now you're taking, yeah, I don't know. Thankfully, I've never been in the position where I can't go to the supermarket, or I've never been in a situation where we have to decide on which meal we're skipping because we don't have the money to feed the kids. I don't know. What I will tell you, though, is, and this is very much relatable to this, I was at Walgreens about 3 or 4 months ago, and a woman had a SNAP card, and she had toilet paper, she had all essential stuff, and then asked for a carton of cigarettes. And almost got into a fist fight with the girl behind the counter because she would not, like, I can't give you cigarettes with this. Like, that you have to pay for. And the woman just wouldn't stop. And she ultimately just left everything on the counter and left. And, like, things like that are absurd.
Yeah.
But it's a really difficult, it's one of those things. Walk a mile in my shoes before you're going to yell at me. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it would depend because, like, it makes sense. You go, yeah, you know what? Soda, there's no redeeming value for soda. Let's get it off the list. And it's like, okay, you mentioned the cereal. Okay, so then, you know, there are so many things that you could argue this is terrible for you in
sure.
the long run. You know, then...
I don't like the soda one because, quite frankly, you should be drinking water. You know?
Yeah, the other problem is what they're finding out, people who have been investigating this stuff, is that the soda companies are the ones pushing for...
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Not for soda to stay on the list.
No, of course they are.
And that a huge portion, supposedly, of the soda company's money comes from the government and some of these programs.
Really?
Feeding it. Yeah, the whole thing's nuts.
Well, what we say, life is a scam.
Everything's a scam, Jerry.
It's really sad. The more you, it's almost better being ignorant to everything.
Yes.
Because the more you dig, the more crap that you find out that's going on.
Yeah.
It really is. It's the sad reality of everything.
I know everything's, yes, everything, I feel like everything is a scam. And that everything's being funded by, like, the worst companies and the worst people.
And why are they funding it? To make more money.
To make more money, yes.
Like, it's the one thing I wish when I was, you know, 9 or 10 years old, a teacher would have stood up and said, everything you learn, bullshit.
Right.
Here's what life is about. Money.
Right.
Life is about money.
Question everything when profit is involved.
Yeah. Honestly. The church, they need, without money, they can't exist. You know, a hospital, they'll turn you aside if you don't have insurance. They're not going to take care of you if you have no money.
Right.
And I know they say they do, I guess, in some cases. But I will tell you, I've got some medical bills. They send me to collection if I don't pay in full in 30 days. Like, it's...
I question every single thing. Like, if you go to the doctor and the doctor says, you know, you have this, you should go on this medication.
Is he on the take from that pharmaceutical? Right. It's everything is money.
Why are you choosing that medicine over this medicine or over this? Instead of telling me to take this medicine, what you haven't asked me once, what am I eating? What is my exercise program?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
It's so true. And I'm not saying, listen, doctors are great. We need them. I'm not saying we don't. But I do agree with you that you do, you know, have like... You know, one of those quizzical minds of, do I really need this? Or are you being told you should give it to me?
Right.
I don't know. It sucks.
It does suck.
The more you, I think I have an answer for you, by the way. My phone's going off.
Oh, about the weed, if you're a cop in the weed.
Yes, this is my buddy who is,
Weed.
He says it's the same as a DWI for them. So if they pull you over and you're smoking weed, or they think you're smoking weed... You get a DWI.
Ask him about if someone is smoking weed in a parked car.
Okay. What about, right, because you can't drink.
You can't have a beer in your parked car.
Weed in a parked car. That's an interesting one.
Yes.
And don't worry, I'm not going to say your name.
You weed people.
Weed.
Weed.
Exactly.
I'm just sick of every town smelling like weed everywhere I go. I said, I don't want to smell your weed.
You know where it was really bad? Not a shock. Seattle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Seattle was
city like that.
Just everywhere.
My goodness.
Like,
yeah.
I almost smelt it in the hotel.
Yeah. It's everywhere.
Yeah. No, it is everywhere.
I can't walk my dog in town without smelling weed.
Oh, I believe that.
And that's not even in the summer.
I believe that. Right. When there's no
winter.
One around.
It's so. Car so drives by, smells like weed. Try going to Asbury Park. Good luck. That's all weed.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
New it's York like was bad, too, when we came into the city for that dinner and the show a couple of weeks ago. Anywhere you turned and walked, it was just up in your face.
Right. Oh, I want to get an Uber or a Lyft. Doo-doo-doo. Guy shows up. Smells like weed.
Yeah, the cars do.
Fuck.
Yeah, absolutely. It's disgusting, too. Especially, it's weird because like, I don't want to give them a bad review, especially if they're a good driver.
My driver's smoking weed.
Oh, come on, man. Like, can I get in a car that actually smells like a new car and not like ass?
Right.
Like, ugh. I might not get this answer for you we're done. I'm sorry.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. I did that with CeeLo. Now, are you back tomorrow? We don't know what's going on.
I have
on Boomer
no Sassi. Idea. Where's Boomer? I don't know.
I don't know.
You think he'll be done with his jury duty? I say yes. I think he'll be back tomorrow.
I think he will as well.
I do.
I wonder if he'll pull this move, though. He's done with jury duty, but
right.
He tells us he's got one more day.
For an extra day off?
Yeah, getting a little extra day. It's
supposed to be nice tomorrow.
A little extra Tuesday off for the Booms. All right. So...
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.